So I've never seen so many birds here in front of the museum and next to the planetarium. This place is packed with these blackbirds. I never saw so many. I got a chill. Because the Alfred Hitchcock the bird still has an impression on me. How come there's so many birds here today? Well, it is Inauguration Day. We're here in front of Flag of America. Wishing Donald Trump the greatest success. We all support him, and this is a momentous day. Especially because I've met him, I've interviewed him, at least for me personally. He talked about the good news that he did at the Steuben Day Parade, and I've interviewed some of his families. Talked about the Salvation Army, how he likes to support them over the years. I've been in office where he's helped the Achilles people. He's a good man. So, and I know a lot of his friends, so, who are good men. And that's what we need. Good business structure for the country. So we continue on with our goodness. Okay, this is Paul Slatkis signing off. I'm gonna put this up today. Museum of Natural History, Teddy Roosevelt Park. Okay, Mr. President, following Teddy Roosevelt's statesmanship. In fact, we'll go to the front of the museum because I think it talks about the kind of person Teddy Roosevelt is. It's funny how all these birds are kind of keep moving and moving. And I got to try to move past this Waffles guy. Because I don't really have to, but I do because I'm a little overweight. But look at this beautiful vegetation here, Central Park. Our great subway system and bus system. And Manhattan. Manhattan at its finest. All right, we're going to keep moving on down Central Park West from 81st Street. Inside the park, there's the Great Lawn right here in 81st Street and Belvedere Castle. Turtle Pond, which has a lot of turtles. Go in there and say hello. Pector's, great rye bread. And rye bread is making a comeback. Back to the birds. Where are these guys going? I don't know how steady my steady cam is, but I'm the steady cam. Sorry if it's a little bumpy. Oh, look at these three little guys. Birds of a feather stick together. Wow, they're kind of like following, be honest with you, kind of following the way I'm going. I have no idea how that's happening, but it's sort of a phenomena. Birds following me on election day of Donald Trump. Maybe if they come over to Teddy Roosevelt, I'll be like, I'll be in total awe. I think they're only going there because it's all grass. All right, we're coming to the entrance of the Museum of Natural History, one of the most heralded museums in the world, and also one of the most visited. And it's visited because of great respect to our animals. So this is words than actions that are symbolic of who Theodore Roosevelt was. Also had a place out there in Montauk, Rough Riders. Patriot, soldier. All right, Donald, can you do these things? I think so. Humanitarian, historian. But as we all know, the goodness of America, it's not one person. It's good leadership. Author, statesman. All right, here's the museum. And there's a big statue in his honor, but I believe it's so that it is Teddy Roosevelt up there. This is the entrance. Cuba Museum of Natural History. I'm hoping to go down to Cuba shortly. He was a naturalist. He was a nature guy way out there in Montauk, that part I know. I believe he was born on, in the 20s, north of Park Avenue. There's a house down there. I believe that's Teddy Roosevelt's. conservationist, that's important. Conserve, use less. It's the key for global warming. Scientist, our new technologies. Science, that's another key. Explorer, we're all in this together. Scholar and ranchman. Okay, this is the story of Donald Trump's election to become a president highly regarded like the Roosevelts. And all those that have given presidency their hardest efforts to succeed and keep America great, which it is a great country. We're John Lennonists of sorts. We believe we're all in this together. We have Native American Indians there. You have Teddy. 1858, 1919 on one side, and looks like an African American on the other. Okay, as Paul Sack is signing off here. Truth, knowledge. Wow, it all is Teddy Roosevelt up there also. State of New York. Memorial to Teddy Roosevelt. Truth, knowledge, and the last comment about Teddy is a vision. Alright, that's what we need here. That's what we need for President Trump, is to be a visionary. That I think he is. And much more he is. So, good luck, President Donald Trump.